Every child who believes in Christmas is going to be wondering where Santa Claus is tonight. In the 1950s, the North American Aerospace Defense Command, or NORAD, started tracking Santa. But for some, knowing the whereabouts of Santa isn't enough. Volunteers at the NORAD headquarters in Colorado come in at 4 o'clock this morning to start answering thousands of calls from around the world. WRVO's Julia Botero spoke with NORAD's Major Sergeant Chuck Marsh about what that's like.
It's kind of similar to if you've ever seen a TV show or a movie where they have folks in Wall Street where they're on the trading floor just going and running around like crazy, people on the telephone calls. It's loud and just everything going on around you. It's kind of like that, only everybody that's running around is wearing a Santa hat or elf ears, and they're smiling and happy and glad to be doing what they're doing.
So you're getting a lot of calls, but where are they calling from?
We've received phone calls, emails, and even website hits from more than 234 countries, you know, across the world. So it's pretty neat to be able to get a phone call from a child in another country who's tracking Santa right along with us. So it's a worldwide tradition, and we have folks in the operations center that speak 8 different languages is what we usually have.
Sounds like a team.
Oh, absolutely. We would not be able to do the NORAD track Santa if it wasn't for the more than 60 contributors that we have that provided everything from, you know, the laptops that we use to the monitors to the time to even setting up the website. And on top of that, we've had more than 1,250 folks that just, you know, decide to donate their time to come help spread cheer to boys and girls across the world.
So what kind of questions are children asking about Santa?
We've heard pretty much every question you could possibly imagine coming from children of all ages. Some asking, you know, what time Santa is actually going to get to their house, if they were on the naughty or nice list, what Santa looks like, what his favorite cookies are. And then we'd get a couple of kids that actually ask about their brother or sister, too. One little boy decided to tell me how naughty his sister was and that if we wanted to let Santa bring all the presents that were going to go to her, if they could just come to him instead. So we had to let him know that it was Santa that actually has the naughty list and the nice list, and it was up to him on what the children were going to get.
That was Major Sergeant Chuck Marsh of NORAD speaking with WRVO's Julia Botero. You can track Santa by going to noradsanta.org.